Remember the 2 hours it would normally take to get from the corporate area to the other side of the island? Well, perhaps as soon as March next year, that long journey should be a thing of the past, thanks to the new north-south leg of Highway 2000, scheduled to be open in the first quarter of 2016. Stay with us as we give you a status update on the construction of the highway.
A teacher in Portmore can get to Utrecht as easy as going to Mona, to the University of the West Indies. A nurse who lives in Portmore can easily come across to Utrecht in the same time to take her to go from Portmore to Papine or to Mona University Hospital. So it's going to change the way people move and work in Jamaica.
Managing Director of the National Road Operating and Construction Company, NROC, Ivan Anderson. The Highway 2000 North-South Link is a public-private partnership project between the Government of Jamaica through NROC and China Harbour Engineering Company, CHEC. The country has been enjoying the benefits of Segment 2 of the highway from Linstead to Monique since August 2014. Construction of Segment 1 from Caymanas to Linstead and Segment 3 from Monique to Miami Bay are rapidly nearing completion.
The only areas that are left outstanding are the ends at Miami Bay and the first section by Caymanas where it came through. But most of the rest of it is completed. All the earthworks are completed, all the filling is completed, all the drainage work is completed. So the only thing that's left is the two ends to tie into Mandela Highway at this end and the North Coast Highway at the other end.
Several underpass access roads have been developed to allow residents to move from one side of the highway to the other. Other features of the highway include sound walls to minimize noise for surrounding communities. Mr. Anderson says work is also progressing on 6 interchanges and toll plazas along the highway. They will be established at Angels, Linstead, Lidford, Unity Valley, and Caymanas, and at K55 in the vicinity of Chalky Hill. Unlike the east-west corridor of Highway 2000 from St. Catherine to Clarendon, the north-south corridor of Highway 2000 will be what is called a closed highway. This means you have to go through a toll plaza in order to get onto the highway and go through a toll plaza in order to exit.
So when you're getting onto the highway, you collect a tag, and when you're getting off the highway, you give them a tag, and that computes how far you have traveled along the highway and how much toll that you'll need to pay. You won't be going through toll plazas along the highway as you go along. Only time you'll go through a toll plaza is either at the end or at the beginning of your journey.
The Unity Valley Interchange will feature a rest stop and a service center. Some food vendors at Lake Spen will also be allowed to occupy a number of vending facilities to be built by the highway developers, CHEC. During a recent tour of the north-south leg of the highway, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller expressed satisfaction with the pace of the work on the project. She also expressed pleasure that over 1,000 Jamaicans have received employment.
I'm extremely pleased that the majority of workers are Jamaican workers. And I've seen some work that have been done by the Jamaicans that I'm sure it's new skills being passed on to our people by the Chinese.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller added that she was looking forward to the economic and social opportunities to be generated.
I'm very, very pleased with what I see. Certainly will open up this part of the country, and I'm sure Jamaica will benefit greatly as a result of this project.
The North-South Highway, providing safe, efficient movement of people between the North and South coasts, enabling them to take advantage of opportunities in the various towns and communities.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.